May 12th is National Animal Disaster Preparedness Day. We've all seen photos of or news reports during major disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, whatnot, what happens to the pets. We know about rescuing the people, but we don't want to leave our pets behind or some of them become detached, lost. And here to help us a little bit about that, we have with us Patricia Mercer from the SPCA. She's here to join us to talk about that. Also, Dr. Yola is here. He's with Hill's Pet Nutrition. What's the first thing we should do to try to make sure we don't get separated from our pets in time of a disaster?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, we never know when disaster strikes exactly. So it's always good to have a plan and to be prepared. And this is why Hills reaches out to a lot of local shelters, like this beautiful new shelter in Houston, Houston SPCA, where we are. And there's a couple of tips that easy tips that you can do to be prepared and have a plan. And tip number one is to have proper identification on your pet. The easiest way to do that is by using a microchip. A microchip is a little chip that you put under the skin and that you can scan, so you can find that information really quickly. The alternative is to use a collar with a good ID tag with your essential information on it. And then you have to be sure that that information is accurate, because you don't want them to call your old telephone number. I always carry a little picture of my pet in my wallet, so if my pet disappears, I can show people how my little Georgia Mini Shepherd look like. And then I think it's really important to have an emergency kit.
And what would be in that emergency kit?
Well, first of all, you would include a crate or a carrier to place your pet in, a leash, harness, a three-day supply of food and water, bowls, and some comfort items like blankets and toys.
So that's just like...
Yeah, and I think as a veterinarian, it's really important to have some medication ready, and then have a description of the ailments that your pet might have. Have a description of places that you can go to that are pet-friendly. You have to realize that not all evacuation centers might accept pets, so it's important to realize that. And so that's all part of being prepared.
How do we deal with our vets? Should we give information to them, too? Because sometimes things that we have might get lost even in a tornado or in a hurricane or something like that.
Yeah, so the most important part for is accurate information, as you said. And the easiest way, once again, to do that is using a microchip. A microchip has all that information. And so vets and shelters where you go have these scanners that you can scan those microchips and get that information very, very quickly. You know, you can put information in your house about what pets are there, but, you know, that might help. The other thing is have a collar on with a good ID tag. I mean, I think that we need to keep on stressing that the identification of your pet is the most important part when a pet gets separated from you. And then these awesome people in the shelters, they do an awesome job every day finding pets all over, and then they can rehome them very quickly to their appropriate owners.
What has the SPCA have done in the past for this, and what kind of lead role do they take, Patricia, in pets in the time of disaster?
Well, there are SPCAs and humane societies all across the country who are involved in their local communities. Houston SPCA, very recently, actually 8 months ago, was very involved in the rescue and recovery efforts for animals in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. So played an essential part in our community in rescuing animals and helping animals to find their way home after the disaster and helping people with recovery. Hill's Pet Nutrition was the first one in to supply us and brought in thousands of pounds of food that we were able to distribute to other local animal protection organizations and also to individuals who needed support for their pets at that time.
And that's important, too. You talk about the individuals and the support. Sometimes they're thinking their house and things is long, but they're looking for their pet. I mean, it's a family member. There's an emotional attachment to it. So they kind of have to deal with that, not knowing what happened to the animal.
Well, it's important to always remember that a pet is a member of your family, and part of your plan should include your pet and prepare. Sometimes you have, as you said, more time to prepare, like in the case of hurricanes and tornadoes, very little warning, and sometimes, you know, other disasters like wildfires and flooding, very little time to prepare. So you know, you need to think about it well in advance. Hurricane season is just a couple of weeks away, and so it's just a really great time for us to think about our evacuation plans, whether we have a short period of time or a little longer period of time, like with a hurricane.
And doctor, most of this stuff that you're talking about also works well in case your animal hops the fence, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. So it's being prepared for any disaster, and even hopping the fence is a disaster. And a really good example, for instance, is also when you want to find your pet, so when you take your pet to the vet, you can never find them because they hide. So knowing these hiding spots is really important. And then how to get your pet into a crate. So I trained my own dog to be a crate lover. So as soon as I put the crate out, that dog was in there because she thought, oh, my God, we're going out now. But most people know how difficult it is to get your cat or dog into the crate. So you really need to crate train them for these kind of situations. And that's all being part of the big plan to be prepared.
Right, absolutely. And it's one of those things, too, that's your safety first as well. We know they're pets, but obviously if you need to get out, you can't spend time looking for your pet if your life is in danger. So it's a good way to have this trained and be prepared so that you know the routine, like any other kind of preparedness.
That's exactly it.
We appreciate your time this morning. Patricia Mercer, animal protective expert with the SPCA, and also Dr. Yola, a vet with Hills Pet Nutrition. We appreciate it. If people want to find out more about this or reminding about getting it lined up, is there a place they can check out to get a list of things to do?
Absolutely. There's a website that we encourage everyone to go to, which is hillspet.com/petprepared.